I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. At the University of South Carolina, the Moving Image Research Collection has established a reputation as one of the top film archives in the country. Curator Greg Wilsbacher says News Film Collections at Merck has received some notable donations over the years. As Wilsbacher and his colleagues work to preserve these historic films, they often find something newsworthy for the here and now.
So you have some close-ups of a couple of the guys playing golf. One of them is kind of playing up a missing a putt by snapping his finger and kind of like, oh, I missed that putt.
He's describing a golf game from 1925, but not just any game. It's the first all-African-American golf tournament. And for a few seconds, a true golf legend appears in the frame. It's John M. Shippen. Historian Bobby Donaldson says Shippen first made a name for himself decades earlier as the first African-American to play in a professional golf tournament.
This is 1896. Here he is, 16 years old, among very accomplished white golfers.
After the tournament was contested by some who didn't want black players to be included, the head of the U.S. Golf Association ruled that the tournament would go on, even if Shippen was the only one to play that day. Shippen did well, ultimately coming in fifth, and he made history, paving the way for the future. But the Jim Crow era, decades later, revived pushback against the integration of sports, among other things. Greg Wilsbacher says this is all the more reason the existence of the 1925 newsreel is so exceptional.
I mean, I've seen enough newsreel footage of African Americans in the 20s and the 30s. You can tell when the cameramen are looking for sequences that they can use to make them feel like they are not a part of the kind of normative white community.
Wilsbacher says the newsreel would have been produced for segregated audiences, geared toward the interests of white moviegoers.
That week, they get a story that just treats African Americans as middle class and upper class, well-off individuals enjoying time for themselves. And for that film to have been made in the first place, for it to have been stored someplace in a library where it was recorded and cataloged and kept track of, and then for that to have survived, you know, the odds are against it.
I spoke by phone with Dr. Jan Christopher Horak, the director of UCLA's film archive in California. He works with similar rare footage and says filmmakers of this era usually shot as much of the action as possible. The result is a wealth of remarkable footage, like the Shippen clip, waiting to be discovered in the outtakes.
Let me give you a very similar case that we've worked on. On Easter Sunday, 1939, an African-American opera singer named Marian Anderson gave a concert on the Mall in front of the Lincoln Memorial. And that event is considered now really the kickoff to the civil rights movement.
The newsreel covering this event is only a few minutes long, but Horak says the outtakes contain enough material that they're working on a feature-length documentary.
It's possible because the cameraman shot it, even though only a fraction of it was used in the newsreel, and most of that focused on the white people and not on the African American.
The archives at UCLA and USC have so far digitized only a small percentage of the film they have, but they're working to make footage like that of Marian Anderson and John M. Shippen available for future generations to see. Historian Bobby Donaldson says John M. Shippen, for one, should well be remembered as a civil rights trailblazer.
John Shippen lived a long time, to nearly 90 years old. So in the summer of 1963, this is months before the March on Washington, John Shippen is interviewed about his career. He said that if he had done what he did in 1896, in 1950, there would be a very different reception.
For more on this story, including more about John Shippen and links to some of this rare footage, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Laura Hunsberger.